Shmendra Paul is ISE's program manager, and he joins Emily Kopp live at the Acquisition Excellence Conference. Emily?
Thanks, Tom. So we just heard Tom talk a lot about all the information sharing that you do at the information sharing environment, but can you give me a more concrete and descriptive way of thinking about what you guys are actually doing day to day?
Absolutely. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me onto the show. Our flagship initiative, the Nationwide Suspicious Activity Reporting Initiative, or NSI, is a great example of what we're trying to do, whole-of-government information sharing to keep the country safe, in partnership with DHS, DOJ, the FBI, state and local law enforcement. It's Neighborhood Watch for the Nation.
So those of us who are not in government probably know it by the "if you see something, say something" campaign. Is that right?
That's right. Secretary Napolitano is doing tremendous work out there in the public awareness component. If you're in the metro, in airports, and so forth, yeah, if you see something, say something.
And what role do you guys have in that campaign?
DHS is out in front in terms of the public awareness component, working with state and local law enforcement. Our role was at the beginning stages, helping to build a policy, build a coalition of folks across the government with our state and local partners, helping to work the privacy, civil liberty, civil rights issues with organizations like the ACLU and so forth. And then we have responsibility for what's called a functional standard, which is the codification of the business process around suspicious activity reporting, the technical standards for what the data elements are and so forth.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about WikiLeaks and how that changed what you do. We know that your role has been expanded substantially since then by executive order. What have you guys been doing since you got this big responsibility?
That's a great question. WikiLeaks, the administration takes it tremendously seriously and went through a structural review led by the White House, actually, involving all the different national security agencies. Our part, last year we stood up and integrated the Classified Information Sharing and Safeguarding Office. The mission of CISO, the Classified Information Sharing and Safeguarding Office, is to support the White House-based governance. Right? A key structural issue that was uncovered with the structural review was the need to make better decisions across the different agencies involved, so that things like identity could be portable across different organizations, or we could have more consistency in how we dealt with removable media policy or things like that. So we work closely with the Executive Agent for Safeguarding, which is the Department of Defense and National Security Administration, the Insider Threat Task Force, and, of course, the White House-based governance.
So you're trying to set up standards when it comes to that classified information. When you started digging into this across the government, how different did you find each agency was when it came to this sort of thing?
There was a fair amount of fragmentation, frankly, across implementations, so that, for example, if you log into a network in one agency, in the classified network, they, of course, authenticate who you are cryptologically, but then you have access to information elsewhere. So things like attribute-based access control for information wasn't effectively implemented in a broad-based way. So those are the sort of things that we're driving, the White House is driving, through the Senior Steering Committee, through these executive agents, through the interagency.
And give me a ballpark. When do you think that there'll be some sort of consensus? Maybe there never will be, but some sort of standard that is reasonable for every agency to follow when it comes to classified information?
There's actually been tremendous progress made over the last couple of years in terms of remediating, you know, some of the structural vulnerabilities. There's more work to do, a lot more work to do. It's an ongoing journey. Recently, we delivered to the president the 90-day report called for in the executive order. It highlighted some of the successes and challenges and opportunities. So it's an ongoing work, there's a real focus across the interagency. And what's great to see is it's led by, you know, folks like the folks at the Executive Agent for Safeguarding and DOD and NSA, DHS. Many folks are coming together to solve these problems together.
Well, what's the next thing that you think you really have to overcome in order to build on the success that you've already had?
With the information sharing environment, and part of the reason I'm here, we really see a need to drive interoperability across systems in a secure way, in a way that respects privacy, civil liberties, and civil rights to support, you know, our core mission of terrorism, homeland security, and weapons of mass destruction-related information sharing. So we're working with industry on standards, business process, policy standards, technical data exchange standards. And, you know, we got some exciting things we're doing recently with the General Services Administration. Kathleen Turco is a key partner in the Office of Government-Wide Policy. So we're partnered with Kathleen, we're partnered with OMB, surveying across the agencies, how do they use standards, interoperability, and information exchange standards, and in particular, how do they use them in the procurement process? What can we do better to procure more interoperable solutions? How can we work with industry more proactively? So we're going to talk about that a little bit later today. Excited about that partnership.
And give us a little bit of a preview. I mean, a lot of what you're talking about, of course, revolves around technology, but it's so much more than that. Isn't that so?
It's absolutely the case. I used to be at OMB. I used to be the federal chief architect before I was appointed by the administration in the current role. $80 billion portfolio, IT portfolio. Looking across that, current role when I was at DOJ prior, two big issues drive risk and cost. 80% of risk plus or minus, 60% of cost plus or minus, come out of two things in these large IT systems. All of the legacy interfaces, point-to-point, one-off interfaces, and homegrown identity credential and access management frameworks and approaches. So to the extent we can start to standardize those, usable interfaces, common approaches to identity management that work across organizational boundaries, we're going to realize efficiencies. We're going to realize better position ourselves to accelerate mission support and to innovate across those common approaches.
Now, is your partnership, and we were speaking earlier, you're very close with GSA. You call Kathleen Turco KT. She calls you KP. But is this close collaboration unique, or is this something that you've done before?
Personally, again, going back to when I was at OMB, OMB and GSA worked very closely together, and so that gave me a really great appreciation for GSA's strengths and how to bring them into partnerships to drive this sort of transformation that I'm talking about. GSA is the go-to place if you're talking about procurement and acquisition, government-wide policy, and so it's a little bit non-traditional for the ODNI or for the PMISE, even though my responsibilities are government-wide, to have this sort of partnership, but it makes all the sense in the world when you understand our focus on standards-based approaches, bringing those standards into acquisition to drive more efficient, interoperable solutions whole of government.
Shmendra Paul, Program Manager at the Information Sharing Environment. Just in the minute that we have left, what do you think is the most important lesson that you've learned that others elsewhere in the federal government can apply to what they're doing when it comes to this type of interagency collaboration and communication?
It's so important to collaborate, and you need to find partners in all directions. I co-chair the White House's Information Sharing Policy Committee. I have close links to OMB, to the National Security Staff, so we have the top-down piece. I also have strong linkages with state and local justice and public safety law enforcement, so we have that bottom-up piece. We really need to get the outside-in piece, which is working with industry in the ways that I was just talking about. So finding collaboration and partners to collaborate with in this non-traditional way to drive transformation, information-led transformation of government, that's the key.
Shmendra Paul, as we said, you are Program Manager of the ISE, and thanks so much for joining us at the Acquisition Excellence Conference.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.